This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan Pollock, are you here, my friend? There you are. I see you dialed in. We missed you in the early call. We were all dialed in early, but I'm glad you're here now. What you got, friend?
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. So much going on, right? I've curtailed my...
They canceled the tech conference. That was the big news. The NBA canceled the tech conference.
They did. And you know what? Not only have they canceled it, but I was actually going to head off. That's a part of my segment today. I'll give you my title. No more cramped conference rooms, bad food, or cheesy product announcements, and sleeping in a strange bed. NBA now cancels the technology conference, along with Google, Okta, Adobe, and many others. So just because of the increasing fear that everyone is led with right now, there's been a wave of conferences being reconfigured.
Yep.
Yeah, interesting,
South
right?
by Southwest being one of them, so just really interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. And anyway, I'll avoid my commentary on that. We're trying to give news about mortgage industry. Don't need to talk about
that's
that.
Right.
So,
that's right.
So let's talk about technology. What you got?
All kinds of good stuff. I will tell you that this past weekend was International Women's Day. And did you know, which I had no idea, it started in 1909 after horrific working conditions. It's now in 25 countries. Women hold about 10% of top executive positions in U.S. companies, along with women making just up to 5% of chief executives of the S&P 1500 companies. So women have definitely, they're not there yet, but they've made their way. And just 56% of startups have at least one woman as an executive position, and 40% have at least one woman on the board of directors. So
awesome.
I think when you talk about equality of women and acceptance and people making the same salary, right, we can't, it's hard to say, right, if we've met our need there, but ultimately, we probably never will, but ultimately, to know that there's so many women who are sharing the spotlight, as well as women in technology and in mortgage technology, even more specifically. So always great stuff. Our MBA and many of our other smaller organizations in our industry do some great stuff for women. So you want to definitely pay attention to that. And congrats to all the wonderful women out there.
Yeah, well, we've got Alice on here. She has been here since the beginning.
Absolutely.
So we too are. And I was at the Lenders One conference, and we had a great Empower session, another one. Christine Beckwith talked about it. And for those of you that have not read her book, Boundaries for Businesswomen, you've got to get it. I want a big plug on that. I have a number of my clients ordering that now for all their female employees. Christine Beckwith and Jessica Peterson's book, Boundaries for Women. And you, being a dad of a number of daughters, as well as I am, and our wives are always
That's
important
right.
to make sure they're protected and safe. So there you go.
So far, none of them are interested in tech, but we're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it.
But so some great other feed things in the news, a couple to mention. This one is very interesting. Ellie Mae and Optimal Blue enhanced their secondary marketing integrations. Why this is so important is that, and we all know Ellie Mae and how they have some of their own solutions, but the reality is you don't always use everybody's solutions. Even though we're trying to consolidate vendors and we're trying to make things more efficient, and
right.
you know, we've said in the industry many times, one throat to choke, but ultimately this is a really big deal. There's so many people that use Optimal Blue, and there is just so much better integration and support needed. So the fact that Optimal Blue, their analytics and their hedging and their loan trading is now much better, more integrated and better part of Ellie Mae. It's such a big deal. So hats off to the folks that were able to get that done. David, there's a company out there. We've talked to them quite a few times. They've been on the podcast, Informative Research. Great company, great people. It's a family company. Well, they just did a partner with Finicity on the theme of less vendors and better service from the vendors you have. The deal with Finicity brings all three of Finicity's digital verification products into one solution. So now you, with Informative Research and all the data and the analytics and everything they already have, now you're going to get verification of assets, income, and employment. So fantastic, fantastic idea for those two to integrate. And hats off to all of you guys, and we love you at Informative Research. Roostify, David. Roostify, if you remember last year, we talked about how TD Bank engaged them for their digital point of sale. Well, they just made a new announcement. They've now added home equity solution. So there's a bunch of quotes in the article. You can go check it out. TD Bank basically has just said, hey, we've done fantastic with Roostify. We are extremely happy with the progress and how Roostify fits our need. And now we've expanded to HELOCs. Now, with the way the market is today, I don't know how much need there is for HELOCs just temporarily, right? But if you remember, it was 2019 is going to be the year of the HELOC. Then it was 2020 is going to be the year of the HELOC. Maybe it's going to be 2021 the way we're going. But anyways, hats off to Roostify. Great job there. It just shows that with hard work and focus, you can deliver some great experiences. We have fantastic vendors in our industry. They're a good friend, David, out there to the industry, is Silk Title Company. I don't know if we've talked to them, but they've been around for about 19 years now or 18 years. And actually in Chrism Report, Rob said in just a couple more years, it'll be legal to drink. But they had explosive growth last year. They had a 582% increase in revenue over 2018. They only added 13 employees. The reason it's coming out now is their audited financials probably are just showing those final details now. But hats off to Silk Title. Housing Wire, as a new topic, Housing Wire Tech 100 Awards went out last week. Everybody has probably seen those. Fantastic companies on there. Also, real estate tech is on there. So if you have not gone through Housing Wire to look at these fantastic companies, please do. And look for companies you've also never heard of, because I did that. And there are some companies that I didn't even realize have solutions. So check it out. There's just great stuff in there. And with each company name, there's a reason why they won that award. There's information, analytics, and statistics of what they do for you as a member of our community. So check that out. And then, you know, David, I just wanted to leave with this. We are in a world right now where volume is explosive. I even heard that some lenders are trying to throttle the amount of volume that's coming in. Yep. I don't know if it's true.
They
or
have
not.
To.
But yeah, but ultimately, this is when tech gets tested, right? All that preparation. Do our processes work or fail? And here's what we need to do, regardless of technology working or failing. We must communicate. We must. So there is, and it's so funny, I was going to spend more time on it, borrower expectations and loan officer expectations. Mm-hmm. If we manage everybody's expectations better with alerting that hopefully we did implement something prior, we will have a much better outcome, even if we are stressed internally. And Facebook just put out a really good survey about messaging and business and messaging. They had two points that I'm just going to say real quick. The first one is respond quickly and set customer expectations on response times, right? How important is that? And then second is make it short and sweet, right? Make it real time, make it the right stuff, but make it short and sweet. So with that, good luck this week. I hope everybody's technology works, and can't wait to hear the rest of the segment.
We had Sean Buckner on back in March 5th. 2018. He's the founder, CEO of Informative Research, and he had both he and Mike Kuntz on when Michael was the president of Lenders
One.
So go check out that podcast. That was a while back. But anyway, great stuff, good company. Love those guys and appreciate you being here with us. I was a little surprised you weren't talking about the we couldn't lock loans through Optimal Blue last week, the delays because of technology, but we're going to have to wait on that because we got to get to our guest. But I want to get to Andy Schell, the profit doctor, and there's a lot. There's just so much going on in technology. But I thought you might have hit on that one. That was a big one. But talk about that next week. We got to move on.
Appreciate you,
Alan. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, Indicom, as well as Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, Vendor Surf, and Vidyard. Have a great week, everyone. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.